If you want concrete, they had a pond dug out there for them when it's hot weather. They go out there and wall in that water.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about where would people keep their milk and butter, you know, in those days to keep it from?
Well, I've seen the time that they have a system.
Oh.
And they would come in, strain up the milk,
mm-hmm.
and leave some sitting out, and they put so much of it away and let it down in the system
mm-hmm.
in something to keep it cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a place dug in there, a big smokehouse
mm-hmm.
with a big tub down in the ground,
mm-hmm.
and they keep it full of water, change it. And they set jars of milk, stone jars of milk down in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd have a big stone jar sitting down there full of butter. And it stayed cool at that time. In those days, you didn't know what ice was much in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And everything was nice. People kept better stuff than you do now.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Well, now, would everybody just kind of make their own butter?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, they didn't have any, like those, places now like they have that turn out milk and butter.
I never know. People used to bring milk from a country hit town and put it all around town,
uh-huh.
bringing 5 or 6, 8, 10 pounds of butter to different customers.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
But they didn't have manufacturing.
No, no.
Do you remember when they first started having those?
I don't know, but I remember first starting to making butter out of nothing.
Oh.
I'd buy that white oil and the peel and make butter. I learned that years ago.
Oh. Yeah.
And we'd always put up our own meat.
Uh-huh.
Make our own sausages. This time of year we have just as good a sausage as anybody have. My grandfather would put it up in corn shucks in the winter and smoke it.
Oh.
And have it hanging up on wire racks
uh-huh.
in the smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
Smoke the meat, take it out and wash it off and paint it, hang it all up. We kept meat whole year round.
Mm-hmm.
Never did ruin on it.
Mm.
And my grandmother would put up big stone jars of peach preserves, and she'd make, had all kind of pickles and everything. We didn't suffer for nothing,
mm.
and everything was better than it is now. Food eat better.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like you had it pretty good.
Yes, we did. I've always had a pretty good eat wherever I went.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, do you know what you call the kind of farm where people raise cows just for their milk?
That's their dairy farm, isn't it?
And, like on farms, what would you call the place where they let the animals go out and graze?
That's go out in the forest, isn't it? I don't, they had a pasture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pasture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, did you ever have anything to do with cotton?
Every time I come to go to chopping, I don't know. I mean, I don't like a whole handle of my enemy.
Oh, that's great. So you didn't have to do much
mm-mm.
cotton chopping?
No, they couldn't. No, they put me out in the field. They soon get rid of me.
That's funny. So you were never really much of one to be hoeing and
no,
chopping.
No, no. I think last time I worked in the field, I was about 15 years old. And I didn't get nothing out of it.
Well, now with the chopping,